Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 28th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says LA will require city employees to show proof they have been vaccinated against the coronavirus or else face mandatory weekly testing. The policy would affect all of the city's 50,000 workers, including the police and fire departments, but there is no start date yet. Garcetti says the infections on the rise again across Southern California are seen reflected in the LA city workforce.
110 new cases in the past week alone, as compared to 34 in the prior week. This policy is about protecting the health of not just those who provide essential services to keep our city running, but protecting all Angelenos.
The move is similar to what the state of California announced earlier this week for its employees. And later today, City Councilmember Mark Ridley-Thomas is expected to introduce a motion requiring all LA City employees to get the coronavirus vaccine. A new poll shows critics of Governor Gavin Newsom are much more likely to vote in the upcoming recall election. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon explains why that would be a problem for the governor, even here in deep blue California.
On the surface, things look okay for Newsom. Only 1 in 3 registered voters support recalling him. The problem?
That's not how elections are decided. It's only among those who actually show up.
Mark DiCamillo is co-director of the UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies, which put out this survey. And he's talking about likely voters, which shows a different picture.
47% favoring a recall of the governor and 50% voting to retain him, so much closer.
Those numbers mirror earlier surveys about the recall. It shows Democrats are less energized and less likely to vote. When asked about the numbers, Newsom didn't seem worried.
I think we're going to be okay on Election Day, September 14th.
Voters will also choose a replacement candidate, but 40% are still undecided. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Meantime, Newsom's office says he has pulled two of his children out of a summer camp that did not require kids to wear masks. His spokesperson says the governor missed a communication from the camp that said it would not enforce the use of face coverings. Right now, that is a violation of state policy that requires masks for everyone in youth settings because, as you know, children under 12 cannot be vaccinated yet against COVID-19. The governor withdrew his kids after the organization called Reopen California tweeted about Newsom's son attending the camp and claimed this was another example of the governor not following his own rules. In Hollywood, runaway production is the term for when other states and countries use a variety of financial incentives to lure away movie shoots and TV series. California has established its own incentives years ago. KPCC's John Horn says the latest version of the state's production rebate plan has an interesting twist.
For the first time, the state's new production incentive bill, which Governor Gavin Newsom signed last week, requires recipients of production credits and a new infrastructure incentive not only to share data about their diversity of their cast and crew, but also submit their diversity goals. And productions that meet those goals are eligible for additional incentives, as the new bill includes another $330 million of funding.
Meantime, UCLA's latest Hollywood diversity report finds that films that included more actors from underrepresented groups made more money from global box office sales compared to movies with less diverse casts. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.